Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, everybody loves Raymond. Forget about the quarterbacks here. We have to get to the bottom of the Ray Fittipaldo controversy. What is going on here? It started as a question about whether such plays as Minka's from the other day can be reviewed. I texted Ray if Tomlin said attitude or latitude to him.
Big difference.
Changes in attitudes. You know that song by Jimmy Buffett?
No, I only know
Margaritaville. We would all go insane. That one.
No, I know Margaritaville, Cheeseburger in Paradise. I think that's about it.
Joe, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. If only we could find the music. I guess we're not allowed to play it. It's those changes in latitudes, changes in... You know that song, right? Limits?
Yes, remember the first concert I attended, Joe, was a Jimmy Buffett concert.
You're a parrot head, City Limits.
Limits
the
family.
The entire Bechtold family was there for the Jimmy Buffett concert.
How old were you? Were you sipping wine coolers?
I was like 12, Brian. This was a while ago.
The perfect age for that.
His whole family cried together at a Buffett show.
Well, no one was crying.
You told me they cried.
Nobody cried. Why would they be crying at a celebration?
There's a lot of emotions at a Jimmy Buffett concert, I imagine.
I'm confusing that with you and your dad crying at Rudy. Or where did you and your dad
Field
cry?
Of Dreams? I don't
know.
Maybe?
You just told me last week you and your dad cried together at
Rudolph
something.
The Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, that's
when
right.
Clarice sings There's Always Tomorrow for Dreams to Come True.
That's it. And that morphs into the question.
It's pretty different than a Jimmy Buffett concert, but go on, Joe.
Yes.
Is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer a sports movie, Brian?
No. And I'm curious to hear your angle as to why, because they have a few games that he's not allowed
to play the reindeer games akin to the Olympic games for deer, of course. And then you had Rudolph's big break, plus his breakthrough with Clarissa was from a coming of age story. Yeah, the flying tryout with a coach with a whistle and a hat on. Remember,
is flying a sport?
Limits, flying a sport?
I think flying is a sport for birds. I don't know.
All right. Can we hear the Ray Tomlin tete-a-tete?
Let's set this up. It was about whether the Minka play was reviewable. Tomlin said he heard from New York that they got the call wrong, which he said he knew. We all knew. It was a crap call. But Ray wanted to follow up with what is reviewable and what's not. And the competition committee and their role in this, and Tomlin's on the competition committee. I have a text out to Ray saying, did Tomlin say attitude or latitude to you? He usually gets right back to me. Is he back there talking to Tomlin right now? Are they following up right now?
I was the one who thought it was latitude when we were back there in the booth with City. Because I don't think I've ever heard Mike Tomlin accuse a reporter of taking an attitude, even if he was doing
especially
it somewhat jokingly.
Ray.
Especially Ray, who's probably the most stoic man in that room.
I mean, he's the nicest man this side of Jerry DePaula and that side of Marc-Andre Fleury. It's the three of them, the triumvirate of nicest men in Pittsburgh sports media history.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of a hornet's nest there with Tomlin because he's on that committee.
Maybe.
He was
sensitive to it. Maybe Ray did take an attitude, but it would be surprising. Plus, we weren't there. We could only hear it. Let's hear it for everybody here and decide for ourselves, Limits.
In regards to Minka's block, why has the competition committee been resistant to maybe opening that up to replay review?
I don't know that the committee has, and as a member of the committee, I can confirm that we haven't been resistant. I don't know where you get that bit of information from.
Well, I mean, replay review overall. I know a couple years ago you had the pass interference that could be reviewed. That was a one-year experiment, but it just seems like...
So you just took a little attitude in terms of that question? you know, in terms of replay review,
hold on.
I just think
so. What did he say?
Latitude, I think, because Ray,
no,
there was no
said,
attitude
you,
in the question.
He said, "Did you take a little attitude?" Did he say latitude or attitude?
So you just took a little attitude in terms of that question.
I say attitude. You took a little attitude in terms of.
It just seemed like.
So you just took a little attitude in terms of that question.
No, I think he meant you were initially you zoomed in on the Minka play and making
right.
that reviewable, but then you. Ray kind of broadened it to all penalties, including pass interference. There was no attitude in that question, so I can't imagine.
In that answer, you mean? Or no, in that question.
In Ray's
right.
question, yeah. I don't know.
At the beginning, Ray, but we weren't there.
Resistant. The word resistant.
When you hear that, you hear attitude. Now, may have been latitude, but Tomlin said attitude. At least that's, what did you hear, Limits?
I heard attitude at first, but listening back, it's that weird thing with your ears that you can hear what you want to hear.
It seems like the L was done. He was done with the L and on to a word that begins with A. That's what I heard. Let's hear the whole exchange again. The whole thing.
In regards to Minka's block, why has the competition committee been resistant to maybe opening that up to replay review?
I don't know that the committee has, and as a member of the committee, I can confirm that we haven't been. I don't know where you get that bit of information from.
Well, I mean, replay review overall. I know a couple years ago you had the pass interference that could be reviewed. That was a one-year experiment, but it just seems like.
So you just took a little attitude in terms of that question. You know, in terms of replay review,
I
just think
it's
a 50-50.
I don't know in the end.
Yeah, it's 50-50.
Tomlin was good-natured on it, but he also didn't like the initial question.
I don't think he liked the word resistant at all. And that's when he said, I'm on the committee, which Ray knows and a lot of us know.
Right. He said, we're not resistant at all. I don't know where you got that bit of information from. So the conversation had already taken a turn to mildly
confrontational.
And why won't Ray return my text? I want to get to the bottom of this. Limits, give me your conclusion.
They could be hashing it out.
They might be battling it out right now, or maybe Ray has important work to do
after
the press conference.
That's why I'm here. I'm off today from the Post-Gazette. Ray is working today for the Post-Gazette, so surely he's crafting something off of that presser, and hopefully he'll get back to us soon with his
What are the texters? What did the texters hear?
The texters are conflicted. Half the texters say attitude, half the texters say latitude.
He said you took some latitude with that. Okay, I can see that. You took some latitude with that question.
Because Ray then said overall, though, penalties, reviews. So that's why I think Tomlin said you're taking some latitude with this Minka situation.
What do you mean latitude?
It'd be way more exciting if it's attitude.
Yeah, he's expanding it to pass interference. That's the latitude.
In all replay review, yeah.
I think that was obvious in the first question because he said, why won't the competition committee include a play like the one Minka did?
Personally don't want them to. I want fewer reviews, but that's just me. You want more reviews. You want a five-hour game because they keep looking at every penalty.
What you just said was flawed. More things to be reviewed.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
More, a wider number of plays to be reviewed.
Which will lead to more reviews.
No, it won't. You have the same amount of reviews.
You still have the same amount of challenges.
Challenges.
But if it's inside 2 minutes, that comes down from the booth. Now you can review all these judgment calls.
Here's what I think. And Belichick said this a number of years ago. Everything in the rule book is reviewable, but you only get your same challenge system. right? But you're saying when New York pipes in for their own challenges, that can only happen in the final 2 minutes. Am I right about that?
And now all scoring play is all turnovers.
Okay. So they're going to do that anyway.
Right. If there's a scoring play.
If the idea of replay, Brian, which was instituted 50 years ago with the Renfro play, was to get rid of the egregious error, to make sure the right team wins.
Texas-Georgia was a great example of that this weekend. Did you see that? The fans started throwing the bottles on the field.
Yes. Yes. You know,
that was a nice little workaround by those officials, I think, because there's no review, technically, but one of them must have caught a glimpse of it, came over to the guy who called it and said, we cannot call this penalty, John. You need to go tell them that we discussed it and we're switching it.
Right.
And that's what happened.
But what I'm talking about is, what's the difference? Why can you review
yardage lines, first downs?
Yeah, that.
Right.
Yeah.
Breaking the plane
sure. Or a spot, a first down spot. But you can't review an action, plus any scoring play. But you can't review a block that just took points, a point off the board, and led the other team to go for 2 points. That's a direct impact on the scoring of the game. How in the world is that not reviewable?
Well you wouldn't be reviewing the block. You'd be reviewing the penalty that was called on the block. Just like George Pickens catches a touchdown over Sauce Gardner, and now the Jets say, we think that was offensive pass interference.
Why shouldn't that be reviewable? Because it would lead to too many reviews?
I personally think that, yes, that's what the officials are there for, to make judgment calls. That's what that's baked into the penalty system, throwing a flag. I personally am just someone who can live with human error in sports, but I know
can I. Believe me, I would have two challenges and that's it. But if you can live with human error, then why not just scrap the replays? Why pick and choose on replay then? Just forget about it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, that it's arbitrary judgment.
Very
what's
arbitrary.
A judgment call? What's a catch?
Obviously, everybody reviews
a catch.
What's to be reviewed is arbitrary. Oh, we'll review the spot on that first down at your own 23 with 8 minutes left in the first quarter. But we won't review whether that guy used his hands to catapult himself to block the game-winning field goal, if it came down to that. You know what I mean? Which is more important to review?
Well, that's what Ray was saying in his question. A few years ago, 2019, they had the trial run for challenging pass interference calls, and it seemed like that didn't really satiate a lot of people. It still felt like people were mad about missed calls, even once it was reviewed. There was the one Steelers-Seahawks, Terrell Edmonds, right, was embroiled in one of those.
Right.
I think it was week two. It was the week that Ben blew out his elbow and Mason Rudolph came in.
Well, let's hear Mike DeFabo's question, because this led to an interesting back and forth on Russell Wilson and Fields. We'll listen to that.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.